appreciated what Speed had to say, and I spend time thinking about each of us and how I feel and how we affect each other, and it's really a tremendous affecting. So, and it's through years, and not always through years, because we have an example here of John and Sue's, but there was a connection before there was a connection. That's all. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. This is an experience that Wendy had, and I just really wanted to share it because, for one reason, we were wondering where Wendy's thoughts were in her relationship with Jesus Christ, and not wanting to dictate to her, let her find, you know. So she writes this email. Good morning, Tress. I sent this email to Mom as well. Mom, could you please send this to Dad or read it to him, because I don't know his email address. I'd just like to share a really cool sequence of events that's given me faith, an extra shot in the arm. And these events occurred over the past couple of days. I was inspired to ask God to help me understand more about how spirit and humanity interact. I thought, that's amazing that she can do that, that she's deep enough to do that, and about how Jesus fits into the picture, and other things after having conversation with a friend about our beliefs. It's kind of cold for me. We all be okay now. The next day, I dropped my car off to have the brakes checked and walked down to a used bookstore to look for a book my book club is reading. But I saw instead a copy of The Shack, a novel Mom suggested that I read years ago. Did some of you read The Shack? Mm-hmm. It's at least 10 years old, but it was coincidentally sitting right out in front of the "Hey, read this" sign sections. So it got her attention. Curious and with nothing else to do, I cracked it and sat down to read. I was instantly grabbed by the story. When I finally received the call to come pick up my car, I resolved to come back the next day and buy the book. It was only $7.50, and I had plenty of books to exchange for it. So yesterday, I biked, you'd be proud of her, I biked back to the store, she didn't drive her car, exchanged some books for store credit, and bought the novel. I took it down to a nearby park and sat under a tree, reading for a couple of hours. I won't spoil it for you in case you decide to read it, but it's based on a true story. And some really terrible things happened to the main character. I found myself empathizing with him, and I was beginning to get that raw, open, and wonderful feeling that usually means I'm about to learn something and or experience something unusual. I thought, awesome for you, Wendy, that you can get your being that still and know that something's on the precipice for you. When the book reminded me that Jesus was actually called Yahshua, by his mother, I wept. I remembered the first time a word had ever dropped out of the spirit world into my head. I was about 16, and our church group was praying for someone, and many of them were speaking in tongues. Suddenly, the word Yeshua, it just popped into my brain out of nowhere. I thought, that's such a silly word, just like Wendy, that's cute, and decided it was just nonsense. A few months later, a speaker came to share at Connie's and was speaking about the different names of God. I know that was Stacy. At the mentioning of Yeshua, I froze in my chair. This Hebrew word I'd never heard before, didn't even know how to spell, and had materialized in my mind out of nothing. It had been a small but pretty amazing experience. I stopped reading to take all of this in. Yeshua was so human, so personal. Jesus, a real name, and he had revealed it to me. I thought that is, just touched my heart. It made me feel very loved suddenly. As I felt this love and looked around me, everything seemed to suddenly just get brighter. The grass looked greener and fuller. The little seeds floating in the breeze seemed to glow. I was having one of those golden moments with God. Wow! I did notice, however, that I felt a bit sad. When I examined this sadness, I realized that I was lonely. All this love, and seemingly just no one to share it with. I returned to the book and noticed a couple of more pages, and that a caterpillar, this is so like her mother, was making its way down my arm over my shoulder, and she's watching it, I'm sure. Eventually, it settled into a comfortable position near my wrist and stopped. It just decided to stay there with me for a while. I was touched. I couldn't help it. I thought, hey, little friend. He moved on to the book itself and stayed there until I got up to leave. I spotted another caterpillar in the grass next to my foot. Just as I was deciding what to do with my day, my friend Richard called asking if I could go to the gym and give him a little training session. We met up and he drove me to the gym, a place called Aquaplex. Not the same gym where I work, but a different place. As I was checking in, I noticed the name on the front desk fella. A young and good-looking guy. It was Emmanuel. Wow. A name later discovered in the book meant, I discovered in the book, meant God with us. I laughed out loud. He looked at me inquisitively, but I just kind of smiled and said, oh, it's nothing, Wendy. As I was changing clothes, I found another caterpillar right in my sports bra. I took him outside and thanked him for being with me, my little friend, for a while. Today, I began my meditation in a chapter of the shack, with a chapter of the shack. I made breakfast and talked with God the whole time. This book has already provided many answers that I was looking for. I thanked my God for helping me to understand. I felt so much more at ease with my relationship with Barbara. This is the lady she lives with. And finally felt that I knew how to begin to learn to really love her. Answers floated gently into my head. Answers to questions that had seemed unanswerable, that caused me so much stress just yesterday. I asked God, could all my lessons be this easy if I were simply open and listening? I didn't feel a direct answer to this question, but after sitting for a moment, I said to God, I feel you just said no, and I understood that without some suffering, we cannot learn some of the lessons that we're here to learn. So I prayed for my friend, Verdi, an absolutely brilliant, sensitive guy who has been unemployed and afraid to try to get a job for 5 years because he's unable to get past the terrible things done to him as a child. I felt myself begging God to reveal himself to my friend the way God reveals himself to the character in this book. Suddenly, I found myself saying, you love him just as much as I do. Such a simple realization, really. But it felt so personal that I just cried and felt God's closeness. I think the next few days will bring about more insights and little miracles. I'm excited to see what comes into my world. I love you all and think of you daily. Thanks for sharing with me, Rebecca.